Right, we're beginning here on the bottom of Ayin Tet Amud Bet, three lines from the bottom. Gufa, Gemara is going to discuss this right that was brought before. Hare, Shayu Yisrael Mechza Tehorim, Umechza Temeim. There were 50% of them with Tahor, 50% of them Temeim. Halalu Osim Latzman, Halalu Osim Latzman. The Tanakhama believes that basically you create two separate groups, and each group does it alone. The group that can do Bitara does it Bitara. Group can do it, does it bituma, does it bituma, and you keep it that way, because here you have 50-50, so there's no hachra as to who's the majority over here, so therefore both parties do it, but they do it separately. On the other hand, if the tmeim are the majority versus the torim, afilu echad, even if it's one that pushes it over to the majority side, yasu bituma. Then they do it all bituma. Everybody does it bituma. Because there is no differentiation, there is no splitting of a Karvan Tzibur. Or Ezer Min Matyo, Ene Yachid Machriya the Tzibur, the Tuma. As a matter says, you can't have one person push the Tzibur over the edge. Shenemar. Because it says here, Lo Tuchal Yizboch Et HaPasach V'Echad She'arecha. Here they're taking it out of context. You're not allowed to bring the Korban HaPesach in one of your localities. I mean, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. You have to do it in the Mikdash, or the central location, the Mishkan, the Mikdash. But Rabbi Elazar ben Matyo is darshaning lo tuchal lizboch the Pesach be'echad. One person can't be machriya which way the Pesach is going to go. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu shevet echad tamei, because shiar kol ha-shvatim teorim, even if one of the tribes, one of the shvatim is tamei, and the remainder of everybody else is tahor, halalu osim latzman, v'halalu osim latzman. The shevet that is tamei does it to himself as bituma, and the other shvatim continue to do it be'tahara. My time at Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason behind Rabbi Shimon's position?
The majority of one shevet or the whole shevet?
It's actually the majority of that shevet. It's based on Rabbi Shimon's position in Horiot, which is Kasava Sheva Echad Yikrei Kahal. Because there, the Gemara discusses what is the definition of a Kahal. What's the definition of a Tzibur of a Kahal? Because Horiot is about the Ipar, Elam Dover Shel Tzibur, and that's where we have to know, what is it that the majority of the Tzibur sinned? And who is the tzibur, and what determines the tzibur? One of the important things that comes out of that Gemara in Horiot is that the tzibur that's machriya is only people who live in Eretz Yisrael. That people outside of Chutz La'aretz don't count towards the kahal. But within Eretz Yisrael, in regards to the kahal, there you have a machloket as to whether the kahal means everyone that's there, or does each shevet have a standing on its own to be a kahal. And that's based on the pasuk by Yaakov, where he gets the promise that goy ukahal goyim yemi mecca, that he will be born from you a kahal and a goy, and afterwards a binyamin is born. So you see that a single shevet has that standing of kahal. So based on that, they can be a majority, or they can be considered a classification as a kahal or a tzibur, and they're enough to machriya when the korban haPesach is brought bituma, at least for themselves. V'yudomer afilu shevet echad tamei. So Rabbi Yehuda is subscribing to Rabbi Shimon's position in the sense that a shevet is sufficient to be considered a kahal, to be considered a tzibur, to determine for tuma. But he says, but once that happens, everybody does it tuma. Shein korban tzibur chaluk, because you can't divide up a korban tzibur. So you have two questions that have to be addressed here, and that's the difference here in the machloket of the Tanaim here. One question is the determination of what makes something into a tzibur or robe for tuma. That's one question. You know, we have Rabbi Shimon's position. We had Rabbi Elazar ben Matyah that one person can't do it. So on and so forth. You have all the positions. In addition to that, you have to ask the question, once you have a tzibur bituma, what does that mean for the remainder of the individuals? Everybody agrees if it's the majority of Klal Yisrael and a solid majority of Klal Yisrael that are tmeim, then everybody does it bituma. Question comes up when you have things like Rabbi Shimon, or you have only one person being machriya, then what happens? Do you have to then do it separately? Each group does it one bituma, one bitara, or do you say no, that we don't split the carbon at Sibor, everybody does it together, bituma. So that question is the double-layered question which flows through the praita that we just brought here, the differences in opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds, Shevet Echad Yikrei Kahal, Pavalu Palgo Palgo. So now one Shevet is called the Kahal, now you're 50-50, Vein Kabit Tzibor Chaluk, you can't split it up. Abdi kulu bituma, and therefore everybody does it bituma. Palgo palgo here doesn't literally mean 50-50. Palgo palgo means that you have a portion of them doing a bituma, you have a portion of doing a bitara. Therefore, you have a problem here, because you don't have a determination in terms of rov hatzibur, because it's really not the rov at tzibur, it's just this shevet that is determining the rov. But since they are doing a bituma, they affect everybody because we don't want to split everybody up. So the only way to get everybody together is to do all of it bituma.
Are the people that are
they don't have to become tumim, but if the kohanim are tumim, we just don't worry about tuma. In that we avoid making it separate. If we kept it separate, then the Torim would have to avoid touching those people that were Tamei. We'd have to avoid coming into contact with them, having their Basar come into contact with it. That we don't worry about in this case. Right, Itmar. Are you Israel Mechsa Tehorim or Mechsa Te'emeim? What happens if the story, if it's 50-50? 50 Tehor, 50% Tamei. Amarav, Tamim Echad Mehem B'Sheretz. We get one of them Tamei with Tmuat HaSheretz, so that it's Machriya the Tzad to make it Rov B'Tuma. Vamai. Why would you do that? Just let it split. 50% of the people do a betara, 50% do a betuma. Why are you so keen on making sure that it's done betuma and everybody does it together? Taha amarav. So now you would have said, okay, ain kabrin sibur chaluk. That's the answer. We saw that in the Braita before. But we have a statement from Rav that says, Allah lo osim latzman, Allah osim latzman. So we know Rav doesn't have this issue of Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk. He's willing to have them split up and do this one by themselves and this one by themselves. That's the case. Let's leave it at the 50-50 and let it split. Why force it to the Tzad of Tuma? So Amri Achav, Maya Skirin Kaun Shayu, Tmeim Utfim Al Teorim Echad. This is a case where it was actually 50% plus one person, where Tamei, and then the other 50% were Torim. So you now have a one-person difference that's Machriya, the Tzad, Tuma. Iyachi, Avlu Ruba Tmeim. And what's the question? Then you have Rov Tmeim. If you have 50% with one more, then that is Rov Tmeim. Now, Avdu Kulu Bidu Tuma. Then you have to do anything. Sabalak Rav Elazar ben Matyo. He was like Rav Elazar ben Matyo in the break that we just brought. It says that one's not enough to be Machriya, the Tzad of Tuma. The Amar ain't a yachid machriya the tzibur the tuma. That one individual can't be the determining factor in terms of making the tzibur tamei. So Mar says yochi hada kushi on the duchte. So now that brings us back to our original question, which is if that's the case, then na'avdu hanu duchudayu v'hanu duchudayu. Then once you're back to that point, you're saying okay, so it's 50% plus one person is tameim, the others are tahorim. So just do half do it tahor, half do it tamei. Why would you put them together? If you have a tana, the savrla katana kama, damar pago pagalu abde kulu betuma. The number one says that if it's 50-50, that's not enough to be machriya the tzad tuma. Visavrla ki Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda also, damar in karban tzibur chaluk, that we don't divide up a karban tzibur. Vitamim echad mehem b'sheretz. So we're back to, forget about Rabbi Elazar ben Matyah. What we're basically doing is putting together two opinions in the Mishnah. If you subscribe to these two opinions, this is what you would have to do. Those two opinions are, number one, the Tana Kama, who we saw said, if it's 50-50, there's no machriya, there's no majority here, and each group does it alone. One group does it bituma, one group does it bituma. But then we have Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk. So since he holds that Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk, if you put those two positions together, then what do you do in a situation where 50% are Tmeim, and 50% are Tehorim? What's the determination? You can't do it separately, and you can't do it together. So what do we do? So that's Rav's suggestion. In that situation, you metame one of them betumat hasheretz, and by doing so, now you make the majority tamei, and now you're fine. Now we know what to do. Now you have the majority of betumah, then you assume it's a betumah, and everybody has a betumah. You don't have to separate anybody. That's where Rav's position is important.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be a tamei solution.
Correct. Otherwise, you'd be stuck in that case. For Ula Amar, so Ula offers an alternative to Rav. Which is that Rav said, let's be mitamei one of them b'sheretz. Ula says, mishalchim echad mehem l'derech rechoka. Let's send one of them away. Meaning that the two people that are patur or eliminated from Pesach Rishon is someone who's tamei and someone who's b'derech rechoka. So basically you give paid vacation to someone, send them off so that they're not here and that'll be machriya. So Gemara says, why doesn't he use Rav's solution mitamenu b'sheretz, that he should be mitamei b'sheretz? Because he holds that position that you can bring a Korban Pesach on a Tamei Sheretz. Because by Tumata Sheretz, we know that there's an opinion, it's Machloket, we saw before, that whether Shochatim Zorkim on Tamei Sheretz, do we allow you to be Shochet and Zorik on a Tamei Sheretz, assuming that he's going to be Tahor once the sun sets that evening? Because he could just go to the mikveh, and by that evening he can be tahor. So while he still has the tumat sheretz, do we say, fine, be zorek on him, assuming that he's going to be tahor by the evening. So that's a machloket. So according to the one who says you are shofetim zareka tamei sheretz, making someone tamei sheretz doesn't help you here, because you would still bring him or he be part of a korban pesach b'tara. So now you don't have a machriya just because you made him tamei too much sheretz. What you do is you send him away b'derech roka. So being tamei b'sheretz, this is not a good enough solution for him. He needs derech roka. So the Gemara says v'tamenu b'meit. Why go light on him? Too much sheretz. Let's do tumat tamei. Why would you just go easy and do tumat sheretz? Gemara says, if you do that, you ruin his ability to bring a karban chagigah. Because now 7 days of tumah, now he's going to go from erev Pesach till the 6th day of Pesach. Gemara says, wait a minute. Okay, so you knock him off his chagigah, you're also knocking him off the Pesach as well. When you make him tameh, you ruin, or you send him out of here, what's going to happen to him? He can't bring the karban of Pesach. So it says, Efshe David b'sheni. He can do Pesach sheni. So b'meit nami efshe David b'shvi tavishmini shelo. Wait a minute. By tumat tamei, he also can do his chagiga on the 7th day of Yom Tov. If he becomes tamei, if we make him tamei on the erev Pesach, that means his first day of tumah is erev Pesach. He needs 6 more days to get out of his tumah for tumat tamei. That means that the first 6 days of Pesach is out, but the 7th day of Pesach is already back in commission. If he gets the hazat para duman eman shlishi and shvi. Then by the 8th day, he's already ready to bring his chagiga. So he's also not precluded from a chagiga. Kasavarula kulu tashlimim derishoninu. It's a machlokis that we'll get to in chagiga. With regards to the carbon chagiga, how does it function, carbon chagiga? Is the obligation to bring the carbon chagiga on the first day? And if you don't bring it on the first day, then you have the alternative of bringing it the subsequent 6 days by Pesach, or the subsequent 7 days by Sukkot. That's one possibility. Or is the possibility that you have an obligation to bring carbon chagiga today. If you don't bring it today, you bring it tomorrow. You don't bring it tomorrow, you bring it the next day. And then each day stands independently as an obligation to bring the chagiga if you haven't brought it the previous day. The difference being, what happens if you're a gavra d'lo chazi on the first day? For a person who can't bring the chagiga on the first day, for instance, this individual is tamei meit on the first day. So here he was never obligated on the first day to bring a chagiga. Well, if he's not obligated to bring on the first day, and everything else is just a makeup for the first day, then it doesn't matter that he's tahor by the 8th day because he wasn't around by the day number 1. Since he wasn't chayav on day number 1, day 8 for him, or 7 of Pesach, it's not relevant. It's all making up the first day, and he wasn't throwaway. On the other hand, if you feel that every single day is independently a chiyuv, if you didn't do it the previous day, then they stand independently. On the 7th day, you would bring it. So ula savar, like the one that says kulu tashlumi derishon, the chazi berishon, chazi bekulu. If you were ra'ui to bring the karban on the first day, then you can use the makeup days if you didn't bring it on the first day. If you were not ra'ui on the first day, lo chazi bekulu, then you're not ra'ui to bring it the remainder of the days. So there's a similar question with regards to issues in avelut as well. When you have a velut that is poter you from any mitzvah, you have to look at that mitzvah in the context of whether it's tashlumim derishon, or is it really an independent chiyuv. For instance, Havdalah. Havdalah happens to be a machloka between the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rosh, who discuss exactly this issue, which is even onein, on Motzei Shabbat, where he doesn't do Havdalah. So now he can't do Havdalah because he's an onein. We know that Havdalah you can do until Tuesday. Question is Havdalah tashlumim? Meaning that if you didn't do it on Motzei Shabbat, then you have the ability to make it up until Tuesday. Or is there a chiyuv until Tuesday to do Havdalah? The difference will be that onin on Motzei Shabbat. He's patur from Havdalah then. Does he then have to make Havdalah after he's done being an onin and now he's an avel? Does he make Havdalah? So that would be the question. It's tashlumim for the Motzei Shabbat. He was patur then. There's no tashlumim. He doesn't make Havdalah. On the other hand, if it's the chiyuv until Tuesday, you'd have to make Havdalah afterwards because he was patur at that time, but the chiyuv lasts until Tuesday. That's a machlok between the Rosh and Maharam Rutenberg and a similar type of idea with mitzvot. When you're patur at a moment in time, you have to look at the makeup times. Is it tashlumim, or is it really a chiyuv that lasts over that entire period of time? Not machriya. The question is, what do you do? One of that solution is either you can make Abdullah on Shabbos, which is also a possibility, or you have someone else make Abdullah for you, which is the other solution. Yeah, we're not machriya. They have all these different pretense to get out of it. Alright. Amar lehu Rav Nachman. Zilu v'amar lehu Ula. Rav Nachman says, go tell Ula, man tzayit, da'akar sichei u'mashkenei v'rohit. He says, Ula, come on. Who's going to listen to you that's going to take up his pegs, right, which are his 10 pegs, u'mashkenei, and where he lives, v'rohit, and go away? I mean, basically throwing this guy out of his house right before Pesach. He's got to take all his stuff, pack out, and leave in order to be machria for the tzibur so that they have the right way.
Wife.
Right, exactly. So who's going to buy into this? So he's saying just from a practical standpoint, it's a very nice solution theoretically, but practically to get someone to be willing to do this is not very likely. Tosfot does ask an interesting question over here. He says, our assumption here is that Ula says send one person away, that we would send away one of the tahorim. We'd send away someone who's tahor, because then it would be machria, the robe, to the tzad tuma. Why don't you do the other way around? Why don't you send away someone who's tameh, and then the robe would be tahorim? So why not? The first answer is that maybe derech rechukah doesn't help if the person's tameh, maybe because he's already tameh, it doesn't help you derech rechukah. He rejects that. In the end, the reed gives the basic solution, which is, that we prefer everybody to do Pesach Rishon. If you send away the person who's Tameh, then okay, all the Tahorim do it now, but you have like 49% of the Tzibur doing it at Pesach Sheni. Whereas if you send away one Tahor, that means everybody does it on Pesach Rishon. So he says, that's the better solution. The better solution to everybody do it on Pesach Rishon. So that's why we assumed that when Ula said send away somebody, we sent away a Tahor, and we didn't send away a Tameh. Itmar. All right, some more interesting cases. Ayuru bam zavin. Majority were zavin. Umiutan et tamei meitim. And the minority were tamei meit. Now, tamei meit is the only thing that has tuma betzibor, or you're allowed to bring the korban pesach betuma. They are, if you have a minority that is pushed off to pesach sheni, then that's fine with any other tuma as well. But now you have a problem, because the majority are zavin, and the minority are tamei meitim. Amarav. Otan tamei meitim inusim lo b'rishon v'lo b'sheni. They're stuck. With regards to the rishon, they can't bring it b'tumah because they're not the rov at zibur, so they don't dictate that you can bring it b'tumah. As far as pesach sheni, they can't do it because the rov at zibur is tamei, and the rov at zibur can't be nidachin to pesach sheni, which is it. Rishon avde tahavu miuta, miuta avde rishon. B'sheni na'ali avde, they can't do pesach sheni. Kolechet avde zibur rishon avid yochid b'sheni. If the Tzibur did it on Pesach Rishon, then individuals, the minority, are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Over here, where the Tzibur doesn't do Pesach Rishon, then there is no Pesach Sheni. Or, in other words, you have Zavin and the Tmei Meitim together, which become the majority of the Tzibur.
That's the case.
Yeah. So now you're going to end up with a case where they're going to have to push out to Pesach Sheni, the majority of the Tzibur. That just doesn't work, because you can't, nobody's bringing it on Pesach Rishon now. And so there's no Pesach Sheni. Amar lo Shmuel zilam rule the Abba. Go say to Abba. Abba is a term of reference to Rav. Question of whether that was his real name. Was Abba? His name was Rav Abba. But he took on the title of Rav because of his significance in Bavel. Or is that a term of endearment from Shmuel to Rav that he called him Abba? Abba, like, you know, my father. But that was a term of endearment. It wasn't really his name. So Shmuel, in a number of places, calls Rav Abba. It's a question of what that meant. So he says, "Vayasu bnei Yisrael to Pesach b'moado." So my avat, they, what are you going to do now? You've just eliminated Pesach entirely. What's going to happen? Amar lo zilu amrulei. Rav says, "Send back to Shmuel." Kiavu kulu zavin ma'avitle. Forget about my case. Well, that's a case of all bnei Yisrael are zavin. What are you going to do in that case? No Pesach Rishon, no Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon, no, because there's zavin and they're tamein. It's not doche at Pesach. Tumah like that is not doche at Pesach. Pesach Sheni, no, because you know, you didn't do Pesach Rishon, or you have Rov at Tzibur going to Pesach Sheni. It's only the miut ish goes to Pesach Sheni, not the old Tzibur. So the came into lo efshar. There's no possibility to do it. You can't do anything better. Hachanami lo efshar. Here there's no possibility either. Your question is not a valid question. There are certain instances where we're precluded from doing Pesach Sheni, and that's the result of the circumstances. I can't change that. When does the pasuk say v'yesu bnei Yisrael the Pesach b'mado? When they can. When they can't, then they don't. Itmar. It's another case. Ayu ruban tamei meitim umitan zavin. The rov was tamei meit, and the miut was zavin. Vuna mar ein tashlumin the pesach abba b'tuma. So Vuna says, over here, where technically it should work out, which is that the tamei meitim will bring it on pesach rishon, and the zavin, which are the miut, should be pushed off to pesach sheni. So it should be pretty simple. But Rav Huna says there is no such thing as Pesach Sheni when the Pesach is a Bab Bituma. A Pesach that's not brought in its full force, is not brought bit tahara, that doesn't become as a Pesach that doesn't have tashlumim. Vader Baba Amar yesh tashlumim the Pesach Bab Bituma. Vader Baba argues, like David wants to suggest here, yes. What do you mean? You brought the Pesach Rishon, then the miut goes to Pesach Sheni, no problem. Name of Bahaka Miflik. Let's suggest that they're machloket. This is what they're arguing about. Manda Mari in Tashlum in the Pesach Abba Betumah, Rav Huna, who says that there is no makeup for a Pesach Abba Betumah, Kasavar, Tumah Dechuya hi Betzibor. It's not Tumah Utra Betzibor, rather Tumah Dechuya. That we allow whatever has to be done Betumah, we do Betumah. It's not a blanket heter. It's not carte blanche that the carbon Pesach is brought to Betumah. On the other hand, who says there is a makeup kasaba tumah utra betzibor. Once you say tumah utra betzibor, there's no difference between a pesach haba betumah to a pesach haba betarah. Everything is done. We don't think about it. We think it's totally open. Tumah utra betzibor is like as if the tumah doesn't exist anymore. So in that case, you'll be looking at it as being a pesach betarah in Ochanami. If it's tumah utra betzibor, it's equivalent to a pesach haba betarah. But if it's tumah duchuya betzibor, that bid the evid, we allow you to do it as much, you try to avoid wherever possible to getting things tamei. So for instance, if you have kohanim that are teorim, we'd opt to use the kohanim teorim rather than the kohanim tameim. Or if I have kli sharet that are teorim, then I would opt to use those over the tameim. That we would make whatever efforts necessary to try to keep it as tahur as possible. That's tumah dechuya. Tumah utra says, it doesn't matter anymore, just do whatever you want, just get it done. So that would be the difference between them. So Amri, though, that's not it. So Kuli Amma Tumah Dukhuya Betzibor. Everybody believes it's only suspended. It's not totally eliminated, the Tumah here. Baka Miflege. So what is the core of their machloket here? Mar Sabar Tara Medachya Tumalo Medachya. Tahor, or something Betara, allows Pesach Sheni to be in function. Tumah doesn't. Mar Sabar Afilu Tumah Na Medachya. That even Tumah is Medache. In that, in this case, where you have Tumah Dechuya Betzibor, now you have to ask the question, what is a Karban Pesach that's bought Betumah Dechuya, what does it mean? So one, Rav Huna believes, that means that it's kind of not a Karban Pesach. It's a Karban Pesach, but it's not your real Karban Pesach. So since he didn't bring a real rove Karban Pesach and Pesach Rishon, there is no Pesach Sheni, as we said before in Rav's position. If there's no Pesach Rishon, there is no Pesach Sheni. So technically here, even though they're bringing a Pesach, it wasn't really Pesach Rishon, because it wasn't brought Betara. So there's no Pesach Sheni. Rav Adar Baba says, no, if you brought a Pesach on Pesach Rishon, no matter if you brought a Betumah, you brought a Betara, something happened on Pesach Rishon. That qualifies to be Pesach Rishon. If you have Pesach Rishon, you have Pesach Sheni. So that's their machloket. Itmar, next case. Hayu shlishitan zavin. One third were zavin. Shlishitan teorin. A third of them were tahor. Ushlishitan tamei meitim. And a third tamei meit. Amar Mani Bar Patish, Otan Tmei Meitim, Enosim Loet Rishon Loet Sheni. These Tmei Meitim are out, both for Rishon and for Sheni. Rishon Lo Avdi, on the first one they can't do it, Higdilu Zavin Ala Teorin, because the Zavin with the Teorim together are the majority. Since they are the majority, it's not a Pesach Haba B'Tumah anymore, Dol Avdi B'Tumah. So therefore you don't have a Tumah, meaning that you have Zavin who are Tameim, but don't do a Pesach B'Tumah. You have Tehorim, who don't do a Pesach B'Tumah. So, Havalei Tmei Meitim Miuta. Miuta Lo Avdei B'Rishon. They're the Miut by Pesach Rishon, therefore there's not a Pesach Haba B'Tumah. B'Sheni Lo Avdei. They don't do Pesach Sheni. Nitzarfu Zavim and Tmei Meitim. Who didn't do Pesach Rishon? Well, the Tmei Meitim didn't do Pesach Rishon, neither did the Zavim. That means the majority of Klal Yisrael didn't do Pesach Rishon. Lo Avdei B'Rishon. Avalu Ruba. V'Ruba Lo Medach the Pesach Sheni. The robe doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, which is what I was mentioning before in Rav's position. That Rav says, oh, if there's no Pesach Rishon, there's no Pesach Sheni. But it's also because the majority is moving to Pesach Sheni. And we don't have the majority. Even if there was a minority that did Pesach Rishon, you can't push off the majority to Pesach Sheni. So that's the case here as well. The majority are Tzmeim here, didn't do Pesach Rishon, there's no Pesach Sheni. So the Tzmeim Meitim are out. I mean, obviously the Zavin are out also. So they do neither. It's only Torim. They do it on Pesach Rishon as the Miuto. They'll do it on Pesach Rishon and that's it. Alright, next. Mishnah. Pesach Shenizrak Damo. Pesach, the dam was already nizrak, v'achar kach nuda shehu tamei. And then we find out that it's tamei, or the Pesach becomes tamei. The dam or the basar of the korban became tamei. Then a tzitz miratzeh, the tzitz takes care of it.
The balim, no?
It's ma guf. If the guf, meaning if the balim become tameim, ain't a tzitz miratzeh. Tzitz doesn't work there, mivnei shamru. Now here comes what the Mishnah says about this. Why is there a difference? There's tumah, we know that tzitz is miratzeh and tumah. That's what we know. We know that already from Sukkim and other places. We saw that early in the Masechta. The tzitz is meratzeh on tumah. What tumah is meratzeh on? Here the Mishnah defines for us. It's meratzeh on tumat basar and on tumat adam. It takes care of those items. So in the cases where the zrikat adam is already done. So once the zrikat adam is done, then the tzitz can come in and enter and take care of tumat basar and tumat adam. Because you already did zrikat adam, which is the ikar part of the korban, now we can come in and solve the problem. Now, if it's tamei beforehand, we're not going to let you be zorek the dam. Because then it's a korban that's not ro'oi la'achila. And we know already that korban ha'pesach is very fixated on achila. Since it's not ro'oi la'achila, it's not going to come in and solve your problem in that case. It means that even though it's not really ra'ui to go on the mizbeach, the tzitz overrides that. Tzitz overrides the fact that you have dam that's tamei, and we allow you to do zrikat adam. Tzitz overrides the fact that the basar is tamei, doesn't allow you to do zrikat adam, and it allows you to go forward. So it allows you to proceed like as if nothing happened. B'di'evit, if it's still tamei, the tzitz overrides and allows you to continue to do the korban. So that's with regards to the korban. But, tumat haguf. When the individual becomes tamei, the tzitz is not meratzeh on people. It's meratzeh on korbanot, on kodoshim, not on the ochlei kodoshim. That's both the kohen and the balim. So now, mipnei shamru. Why is this true? A nazir b'osa pesach. When it comes to a nazir b'osa pesach, tzitz meratzeh al tumat adam, v'en tzitz meratzeh al tumat aguf. It takes care of tumat adam, doesn't take care of tumat adam. You know, it doesn't take care of the person themselves. Nitma tumat atohom tzitz meratzeh. When it comes to Tumat Tohom, the Tzitz does override. That's even Tumat of the Adam from Tumat Tohom. Tumat Tohom, loosely, is Tumat B'Safek. The Tumat that you have a Safek. But Tumat Tohom is a Safek that arises from something that nobody knew about. Tumat Tohom is, for instance, they figure out that all of a sudden they realize that someone was buried there. Person was in a house, find out that somebody was buried there. Nobody had any idea that there was a kever there beforehand. And all of a sudden, after they did Zrikat Adam, they find out that the Tumat was there and this guy was Tameh. So then the tzitz is meratzeh on this individual by Tumat Tohom, even though it's Tumat Aguf in this case, that's Halacha the Moshe Misinai. It's the unusual case. Now, there's a Rashi, there's a very large Rashi which quotes the Tosefta, but unfortunately it misquotes the Tosefta, which is in the end of our Masechta here, in Perek Vav, in the back of the Gemara. You can look at it, in Perek Vav, in the Tosefta, Mishnah Hey, in the Tosefta, it says this, Kol Korbanot Tzibur V'Yachid, Tzitz meratzeh Tumat Adam. Chutz, minazir ba'osef pesach. The exception to that rule is the nazir ba'osef pesach, because of them, both of them require you eat the korban. The korban of pesach we know already from our masech that you have to eat it. The nazir who brings his shlamim needs to be cooked using his hair. He uses his hair and they have to cook it, plus you have the zrua b'shela that needs to do tnufa, you have to do a wave offering with a part of the cooked part of the korban. So there's items that have to be used or utilized in the process of tarata nazir with the shlamim that he brings. So those two have to be ra'oi la'achila. And therefore, the tzitz is not meratzeh on them. Shatzitz meratzeh atumat adam, vein meratzeh atumat aguf. Vimna etma atumat atohom. So let's move on to this. This is tumat atohom, which is what's being discussed here. When it comes to tumat aguf, it doesn't help you out by nazir, or it doesn't help you out by pesach, because tumat aguf, the tzitz doesn't help you out for. The tzitz will be meratzeh if you already did zrikat adam by both of them. It's only on the basar and the dam. Never helps with tumat aguf. So now, im nitma tumat atohom, hazem meratzeh, keitzad. Haya olech lishchot et pischol. He goes to do his pesach. Ramalo, meit haya imcha bebayit shenichnasta bo. There was a mate in the house that you were in. Oh, tachet even sheyashavta aleh. Under the stone that you sat on. Menodola ben misha asa pischol, ben achlo asa pischol. Whether he finds out before he did the korban pesach or after korban pesach, tzarich lasot pesach sheni. You're stuck. You had tumah. Tzitz doesn't help you out. You became tamei. You're out of luck. Aval. Amru lo kever tohom ayayim chaba bayit shenichnasta bo. They said there was a kever tohom there. I mean, we never knew about it. Not a single person in the world knew about this. All of a sudden they dig up and they find there's a kever down there. Oh, tachan even sheyeshav taleh, or under that stone that you sat on. V'nodo lo ad shelo asa pischol. You find out that before you do your Pesach, tzarich lasot Pesach sheni. Then you have to do a Pesach sheni. On the other hand, mishevi pischol, if you find out after you've already bought your carbon pesach, ain't sarich lasot pesach sheni. Then you don't have to do a pesach sheni. That's tumat tohom. After you've already done a pesach, the tzitz is meratzeh. So in classic cases, if it's tumat aguf, doesn't matter whether you find out before or afterwards, you're out of luck, you gotta do a pesach sheni. Tumat basar vedam, if you find out after the fact, then we'll see later on in the Gemara, after the fact, that's what our Mishnah says, you're okay, because the tzitz is meratzeh. Before the fact, machloket, we'll see in the Gemara. Tumat tohom. If you find out before you bring your Pesach, you're out of luck. You gotta do Pesach sheni. Find out after you brought your Korban, that's what the tzitz is meratzeh on. The same din is by Nazir here. The Tosefta continues and says the same thing with regards to a Nazir. So what you have is aloch and tumat tohom. In the case where you only find out about the tumat tohom after you already brought your Korban Pesach, there the tzitz is meratzeh. the tzitz takes care of you, and you don't have to do Pesach Sheni, and that's what our Mishnah just said. Now the Gemara continues. Taima dinizrak v'chakach noda. Our Mishnah begins, a Pesach shenizrak damo v'chakach noda. So it's obvious from our Mishnah that the only time the tzitz is meratzeh is if you already did zrikat adam. So that's v'chakach noda. Aval noda. What happens if you knew you were tamei, or you knew that the basar was tamei beforehand? V'chakach nizrak. And then you did zrikat adam. Lo meratzeh. That doesn't work. That if you know about the tumata basar before you do the zrikat adam, we're not going to let you do the zrikat adam. You're out of luck. Viramino, is that really true? Amad sitz meratzeh. Where does the tzitz take care of? Al adam, v'al basar, v'al chelef. So these are all items that are dealing with the korban itself. Shinitma, that became tamei. Ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben bonis, ben meratzon, ben b'yachid, ben b'tzibur. So it doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't matter if it was b'shogeg, b'mezid, ben onis, b'meratzon. All of these items.
And also the point in time.
Right, so here it sounds like it doesn't matter how you did it. Even if you knew about it, the Gemara is assuming here, it's not the easiest way to read the Braita. We'll see in a second, the Gemara is going to reread the Braita, the most obvious or the more logical way to read this Braita. But right now, the Gemara is assuming that means that you're allowed to bring this Korban, the tzitz is meratzeh, even if you intentionally go and bring the Korban after you know that it's tameh. It works. So Ravina, wait a minute, that's not what the Braita says. The Braita says this. Tumato ben b'shogeg ben b'zid urtzah. Right, that's, the question is not about the mezid and the shogeg. It's not about what you did after you found out about the tumah. It's a question of how it became tamei. Did the basar become tamei intentionally or became unintentionally? Did it become willingly or unwillingly? How did the basar become tamei? Zrikato b'shogeg utza b'mezid lo urtza. When it comes to zrikat adam, only if you do that unintentionally is it work. But if you do it intentionally, it doesn't work. So the mezid and the shogeg are not modifying your zrikat adam, they're modifying the tumah, how the tumah happened. That's really the more obvious way to reach the braisa, which is at tzitz meratzeh, al adam, v'la basar, v'la chelev, shinitma. How did it become tamei? Ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid. It became tamei in one of these manners. So no matter how it came tamei, that doesn't matter to us how it became tamei. The only thing you want to know is that you did unintentionally, you did the zrikat adam, or you had already done the zrikat adam, and now we have the information that it was tamei. In that case, it's meratzeh. So that doesn't argue with our Mishnah. That accords with our Mishnah. That only after Zrikat Adam does it help you out. Rav Shila Amar, no. Zrikato ben b'shogeg ben mezid. He read the Braita differently. He says, no, the Zrika is ben b'shogeg ben mezid. Hurtza. Tumato b'shogeg hurtza ben mezid hurtza. As far as Tumah, it has to be only that the Tumah came unintentionally. If the Tumah was put on the Basar intentionally, then it's no good. But once it was the Tumah was unintentional, it doesn't matter. Now you can do Zrikat Adam. Whether you like it or you don't like it, go ahead and do it. Meaning that intentionally, unintentionally, you do zrikat adam and overrides. Well, elahadik tani ben b'shogeg ben mezid achikamar. So then, based on that, what does it mean that ben b'shogeg ben mezid nitma b'shogeg v'zarko ben b'shogeg ben mezid ritzah? That if it came to me b'shogeg and he does zrikat adam, whether it's shogeg or mezid ritzah, v'adik tani. What about our mishnah? Dam shnizrak v'achar kach noda. Why does our mishnah limit it to a case where you only did the zrikat adam and then you found out about the tumah afterwards? Well, our Mishnah should say, according to Rav Shila, even if you knew about it beforehand. So, taima dinizrak v'achach noda. Sounds from our Mishnah that only because you did the zrikah and then found out about the tumah. Aval noda v'acharach nizrak. If you knew about the tumah beforehand, it wouldn't work. Lo! It says, now hu adin. It would have been the same thing in our Mishnah. Afilu noda v'acharach nizrak. Even if you knew about the tumah and did zrikat adam. V'ay dektani nizrak v'acharach noda. Ah, so why does our Mishnah only specify the case where you did zrikat adam and found out about it afterwards? Mishnah divide the midnes seifa. That's the coming to Chiddush in the Sefer about Tumat Aguf. Nitma Aguf, the individual comes to me, ain't sitz meratzeh. Da'afil nizrak v'chakach noda. That's even after Zrikat Adam. If we find out you had Tumat Aguf, the tzitz doesn't help you. So lo, that case it's not. So therefore, k'tani reish, nam nizrak v'chakach noda. Because in the Sefer it's a Chiddush, therefore in the reish they gave that case. But it's not dafko in the reish. In the reish it's either case. Doesn't matter if you did Zrikat Adam before you found out or after you found out, it's still good korban. What it's trying to teach you is in the Sefer, even if you find out after the fact, it doesn't help you that sits when you have tumata guf. Right? Nitma tumata hom. Bai rami vachama. Koin amiratse bekamenotem hutra lo tumata tohom alo. This din of tumata hom, it does it only protect, the tzitz only protects the balim, the owners of the karban. That means that the owner of the karban, if he finds out after the fact that he had tumata hom, the tzitz is meratse. That takes care of him, and therefore the karban is okay. Or do we say it also by the kohen? The kohen is doing the avoda. What happens if the kohen, who's the one who's doing the avoda of this korban of Pesach, who's doing the el nazir, and he's doing the avoda? All of a sudden afterwards, they find out that he has tumat tahom. Is the mitzitz meratzeh so that the korban is still a good korban? Mi aminim ki gemiri tumat tahom bibalim, the kohen lo gemiri. The halacha of Moshe Sinai only applies to the owners of the korban, not to the kohen doing the avoda. Odilma bezivcha gemire. We have, the din is by karbanot. Lo shna begoyin, lo shna bebalim. Doesn't matter who the individual is involved. Just means tumat the home is cleared by karbanot if it's found out about it after the fact. Amarava tashma, the tani rabuchia. We have a brayta from rabuchia. Lo amru tumat the home, elo lemate bilvad. We only have tumat the home with regards to a mate. Mate limitu emai. Where does that come to exclude? Lav limute tumat the home de sheretz. Doesn't it come to exclude tumat the home de sheretz? Again, tumat om desheretz can't be what we're talking about here. Tumat amate is tumat ba'ohel. So you don't actually have to be in contact with the mate itself to become tamei. As long as you were over atop of the mate, you became tamei because it's buried below. So that's tumat om of the mate is something where you don't know that there's a kever there. You were sitting there, you were in that location, and after the fact you find out that you're mahil on the mate. Tumat om desheretz, the only way to become tamei from a sheretz is to come into contact with the sheretz. Some form of contact with the sheretz. So being in a location and finding out there's a sheretz buried there after the fact is not going to mean anything. Because you're not tamei. Tumat the home here is being used as a figurative sense of safek tumah. Something that we're not certain about the tumah of it. Just like tumat the home, nobody knew about it beforehand. So there was uncertainty about the tumah. So over here, tumat the home, the sheretz means that we have uncertainty with regards to this tumat safek. Umay askina. So what's the case here? Inem b'balim. So what, you're talking about the balim. B'man. Who? Ibn Nazir mi mahanibet. By a Nazir, does Tumat Sheretz meaningful? Not at all. By a Nazir, the only Tumat that's problematic for a Nazir is Tumata Mate, because that's what it says. Ki Yamut Mate Alav. Amar Rahman. When does he have to reset his count for the Nazir? As he becomes Tamei, then he loses out. He becomes a Tamei Mate. He has to bring Karbanot Tumah for the Nazir, and then he has to reset. So he loses out. So now, Elab Osef Pesach, when we're talking about the Osef Pesach, that works well according to one who says that. When you have Tumat Sheretz, then you're blocked from doing the Karban of Pesach. But, about the Manda Amar, the Manda Amar Shochatim Zorkim Atame Sheretz, Ashta Tumat Yidua Huchulo. Over there, where we know for sure he's Tamei Tumat Sheretz, you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach for him. Tumat Zuhom Lo Koshke? Certainly a Safek, you can bring it for him. Elab B'Kohen, must be that we're talking about Kohen. Because the fact that you limit it to Tumata Mate and say Tumata Sheretz does not apply over here, that's not meaningful with regards to the Balim in Tumat Pesach, and it's not meaningful with the Balim with regards to the Nazir. But Nazir, Tumat Sheretz is meaningless, so that can't be the diuk that you're going to make out of it. But Karban Pesach, it also becomes meaningless because you are Shochet Vizarek on Tumat Sheretz. So therefore, who cares about Safek Tumat Sheretz? Because Badai Tumat Sheretz, you're going to bring the Karban for him.
Right, but there would be a Filah, right?
Even if he doesn't become Torah anyway, he's Yotze the Pesach, because he could have become Torah, that's enough to allow us to bring the Karban Pesach for him. But any Nachanami, that's the whole point, is that he can become Torah by night, and that's enough to allow us to bring the Pesach. So therefore, it must be it's talking about the Kohen. Sheshma mino, huchalo tumat home. If you're going to tell me that it's tumat amate only and not tumat sheret, well, tumat sheret and tumat amate affect the Kohen in both cases. If he's tamei, he can't do the avoda and the mikdash. So sheretz and mate make a difference over here. And what are we saying? It only applies to mate, not sheretz, implying that tumat om has meaning by a kohen. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no. I don't like that explanation, Rava. The olam bebalim ubepesach. We're talking about the balim and pesach. The mute tumat om deziva. Who says the only alternative tumat mate of tohom is tumat om of sheretz? There's also tumat om of zav. Again, this will be a suffix zav. And when it comes to Tumat Ziva, the Gemara says we're not Meratze. V'atani, when we have a brighter, B'yosi Omer, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, a woman who has a sighting. This is a woman who has a sighting during her Yomei Ziva. A woman has a days of Nida. When she says the first sighting of Dam, she becomes a Nida for the subsequent 7 days, Min HaTorah. After those 7 days, she goes to the mikveh, she's Torah, no matter how long she saw Dam during that period of time. Afterwards, she has what's called the Achadasre Yomei Ziva. She has 11 days of Yomei Ziva. Where she, as long as she doesn't see Dam, she's totally fine. If she sees Dam during those 11 days, if from one time she sees Dam on one day, then she's what's called Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. She has to keep a day B'Tahara Keneged the day that she had the sighting of Dam. If she sees two subsequent days, meaning that she sees 2 days in a row, then she also has to wait an additional day, in that she has 2 days of Tumah, and then she waits an additional day, but Tara, she's fine. That's her merit to Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zavah Gedolah, and she has to wait Shiva Nikiyim, she has to have 7 Nikiyim, plus she has to bring a Korban on the Yom HaShmini. That is why today we have the practice that the women wait Shiva Nikiyim, is because we're Choshesh for this problem of Zavah Gedolah. So Rabbi Yossi says, in the case of Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, It was, she had a sighting, and now she's waiting her day b'tahara. Now her day b'tahara doesn't end until the end of the day. If she has a sighting today, then she'll have to wait the subsequent day b'tahara, because this day will get blocked out, and she'll have to wait the subsequent day. So now, the Korban Pesach is in the afternoon. We, right now, as far as we're concerned, she hasn't had any sighting today. This will be her Shomer Yom Kineged, she'll be Tohar b'Lalaila. The problem is that we still have time after the Pesach where she could have a sighting, and that would undermine everything that's there. So now, once you have that, can you bring the Korban Pesach or not? Rabbi Yossi says, Shomer Yom Kineged Yom Sheshachatu v'zarku alea b'sheni shela, on her second day, what happens if she has a sighting afterwards? They brought the Korban Pesach, assuming she's going to be Tohar that night. All of a sudden, she has a sighting. Eino ochelet. She's not allowed to participate in it. Upatura laso Pesach Sheni. But she's knocked out. She doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni because the Pesach Rishon works. My time, huh? Why is that true? La mishum deratz tzitz. So here over here, what's the reasoning? Because the tzitz takes care of her. Since the tzitz takes care of her, what do you see here? That the tzitz is meratze on tumat ziva. You want to suggest to us that the problem here is that tumat tahom of ziva is not covered by the tzitz. I have Rabbi Yossi here telling us that it is covered by the tzitz. When you have suffik tuma with regards to ziva, which is there, shomet yom keneged yom, and what happens, also she becomes tumei, the tzitz is meratzeh, and she doesn't have to bring a korban pesach sheni. She can't eat from this korban, but she still doesn't have to bring a korban pesach sheni. That would be the assumption. Mara says, Amri lo, no. The truth is, the kasava Rabbi Yossi, mikan al-abba, hit mitama. Machoket, and we'll do this tomorrow in the Braita, with regards to the Braita, that the question of when she has a sighting on the second day. She had her sighting on the first day, and now on the second day she's waiting b'tahara. She has all days, nothing, anything, and all the way is the end of the second day. All of a sudden she has a sighting. What does that mean? Does that mean when she has that sighting later in the day, that we say l'mafreya retroactively, she never stopped having sightings, and the sighting of the first day and the second day come together, and she was t'meah the whole time? Or we say no, that the sighting of the first day is over. She's now t'ora. As long as she went to the mikvah, we assume that she's going to be Torah by the nighttime. No problem at all. Then all of a sudden she has a sighting. Do we say now that's prospective, the Tumah? Only prospectively is she Tmeyah because of this new sighting. So Gemara suggests here that's Rabbi Yossi's position, that's only prospective Tumah. That means when the Korban HaPesach was brought, she was Torah. And that's why it works, the Pesach. Now she becomes Tmeyah, okay, she can't eat from it. But that's why she can't eat, but she still had a good Korban HaPesach. It's not because it sits in Merat, it's because her Tumah is only prospective, not retroactive. Now we're going to have Tanya. Is that really true? What does Rabbi Yossi say? You know, what's the position of Rabbi Yossi versus the Chachamim? It gets more complex, goes down the rest of the daf, so we'll do that tomorrow. But the Gemara says, rejects the idea now that the tzitz is meratzeh for the Tumah, because we're suggesting now that Rabbi Yossi's reasoning has to do with Tumah being prospective rather than retroactive, and that's the reason it works here. It wasn't the tzitz being involved. And that would help Rabbi Yossi's answer, which is Rabbi Yossi says, who says we're talking about Tumat Tahom of Sheretz? We're talking about Tumat Tahom of Ziva. That's the case. You have no proof about a Kohen. That could be talking about the Balim. Okay, we'll stop over here.